This podcast is brought to you by SMC. Moneywise, be wise.
You are listening to an exclusive podcast on Money Control.
Tuesday, the 20th of August. Welcome to the morning walk down Dalal Street on Money Control. This is Sheetal. First up, let's give you some of those trading ideas from our expert, Vinay R., Senior Manager, Advisory, PCG at HDFC Securities. And here's what he has to recommend. MCX is a buy. Last traded price, 865 rupees. Stop loss at 830 rupees. Target, 935 rupees. Upside here is 8%. Hero Motocorp is a buy. LTP, 2,637 rupees. Stop loss at 2,500 rupees. Target, 2,800 rupees. And upside, 6%. Marico is a buy. LTP, 394 rupees 95 paise. Stop loss at 380 rupees. Target, 423 rupees. And upside here is 7%. So those were your trading ideas from our expert. Let's move on to look at what happened in the markets yesterday and what we can expect of today.
A morning walk down Dalal Street with Money Control.
Well, the frontline index Sensex closed 52 points higher yesterday, well off its intraday highs, as losses in index heavyweights like ITC. At one point during the day, the index was quoting 369 points over its previous close, but that wasn't to hold. Reliance Industries, ICICI Bank, HDFC, Larsen & Toubro and Axis Bank were among the key gainers yesterday. So the market really failed to hold altitude as concerns over the weakening economy persisted. Moreover, the delay in a formal announcement by the government about fiscal stimulus is also making investors nervous. Now, among the broader indices, the BSE mid-cap and small-cap indices outperformed the benchmark Sensex, rising 0.2% and 0.5% respectively. Now, the Indian rupee weakened by 28 paise and closed yesterday at 71 rupees 43 paise against the greenback. On the institutional front, FPIs were net sellers in the Indian markets to the tune of 306 crore rupees, whereas DIIs were net buyers to the tune of 386 crore rupees, according to provisional data. In the big headlines to track, well, the government-appointed task force has submitted its report to Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman on the new direct tax code, which seeks to replace the existing income tax. The task force was assigned to draft direct tax laws in line with the norms prevalent in other countries, incorporating international best practices and keeping in mind the economic needs of the country. So that really is the roundup of the big headline to track. Now for the technical view of what happened yesterday. The Nifty index formed a small bearish candle that resembled a shooting star formation on the daily charts as selling pressure was seen at higher levels. Now, a shooting star pattern is typically formed when the index comes under selling pressure as traders start booking profits at higher levels. So the index found a hurdle near its 21-day exponential moving average, that is around 11,150, which could be a crucial level for further upside, according to experts. The three levels to watch out for today would be 11,038, which was the intraday low of yesterday, then 11,147, which was the intraday high of yesterday, and 11,183, which is the 200 demo. Maximum call open interest, 11,500, followed by 11,000. Maximum put open interest, 11,000, followed by 10,700 strikes. On to take a look at the stocks in the news. Well, microfinance lender Spandana Spurti Financial made a tepid debut on the market on the 19th of August, that was yesterday. The stock listed at a 4% discount to the issue price of 856 rupees. And while it recovered partially, the closing price of 848 rupees 40 paise was about 1% below the issue price. Shares of Sun Pharmaceutical Industries climbed 2.6% to 425 rupees 80 paise yesterday after the US health regulator classified the company's Halol plant as no action indicated. Then shares of DHFL jumped 6.86% to 49 rupees 5 paise yesterday after media reports suggested that the lenders to the company agreed to work on a resolution plan which includes converting part loans to equity. And that really is a roundup of what happened yesterday and what you can expect today of the local equity markets. Thank you for listening to The Morning Walk Down Dalal Street on Money Control. Have a great day.
A Morning Walk Down Dalal Street with Money Control.
The views and investment tips expressed by investment experts on moneycontrol.com are his or her own and not that of the website or its management. Moneycontrol.com advises users to check with certified experts before taking any investment decisions.
This has been a Money Control presentation.